The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
Brand new music from Katy Perry on The Drive with Rob and Roz. It's called Woman's World. We are joined by the very talented Dale Ray, who is taking on the massive task of embodying Prince for 1999, the Ultimate Prince Experience, which is happening at the Joburg Theatre at the end of the month. Welcome to The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Roz?
There you are.
Oh, thank you.
It's good to have you, my friend. You look incredible, by the way.
Thank you so much. This is just my everyday look.
The perfect Prince wig on and the outfit and everything.
That's my real hair.
I mean, it looks great.
Oh,
dude. We'll go and put the pictures up, jacarandafm.com. We'll live stream the performance as well. When somebody phones you and says, hey, we want you to do Prince, do you get like a little cold shiver as a performer?
It actually happened so nonchalantly. And I was at the theater. The producer just said, that's exactly how we did it. We were chatting and he said, I'm wanting to do a Prince tribute show and I want you to be Prince. Just that he was having a drink. I was just happened to be walking through and I said, oh, and he said, yeah, let's have a meeting next week. So that's how fast everything happened.
Because there are certain names if you're a performer. Mm. I'm imagining if somebody said to me, like, we want you to do Prince. We want you to do Michael Jackson. We want you to do Whitney.
Tina Turner.
We want you. Yeah. Mm. Like there are some that are just, okay, listen, I'm going to have to take this very seriously.
Daunting. It was very daunting. And the first thing I did when I went home that day was, let me just remind myself, as much as I knew Prince very well, I'm now looking at it through a different lens to see if it's possible for me to do something like that. So I went home and immediately went and watched some Prince to see whether or not I wanted to accept the job. Having said that, there was never any doubt in my mind I was going to accept the job.
I just want to ask before the next proper question, is that actually your facial hair?
My facial hair?
Yes.
Yes, that's my facial hair.
I'm very impressed.
Oh, thank you.
I'm very impressed. It's when you see the pictures up on our social media, you'll know why I asked that question. But on a serious note, you yourself are a multi-instrumentalist. I've seen shows that you have musical directed. You have built up a name and a reputation for yourself in this industry, in this country.
Yes.
That really does speak for itself. Prince is also a multi-instrumentalist. So do you immediately, when you start immersing yourself in the world of Prince and his back catalogue, just start practicing. You're like, ooh, my guitar, ooh, my piano, ooh, my bass.
That's what it was. When he asked me to do Prince, I went and watched, and the guitar was the most daunting.
Yes.
It's only when you're asked to do it do you realize how good he actually is. So, yeah, but it was the thing that I admired most about Prince when, you know, having listened to Prince growing up. And it was, I was always so fascinated by the fact that he could play so many instruments and play them well.
That's so absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I mean, not just well. Now you've got to do all of this on stage. Obviously, you would know Prince. Were you a fan?
I didn't know
Prince?
Him personally.
Well, you wouldn't say by looking at you and mannerisms as well.
No, I mean, is this one of those artists that you've had a lifelong affinity for? Or you're like, okay, I know who Prince is. I know a couple of the songs.
I've never been one of those people that walked around trying to be Prince. I wasn't those crazy fans that had posters all up in my room and had outfits and had everything. But how can you not be a Prince fan is what I always say. I grew up listening to a lot of the R&B and the pop stuff more than more than his rock things that he's also well known for. So I had to eventually immerse myself into, because Prince was so diverse.
Yeah.
He did all the way from R&B to even jazz. So I had to immerse myself into all of Prince in order to kind of pull off the show. So,
and tell us a little bit about the show itself, 1999, the Ultimate Prince Experience. What can people expect if they come?
It's a spectacle for the eyes, the ears, everything. I always say you can be without hearing and you'll enjoy even just watching the show. The lighting, the dancers, everything's amazing. And then same thing if you couldn't see the show sounds amazing. We've got a big band. We've got a band with two back singer. Whoa. Two backing singer dancers, and they are as much part of the show as what I am. They my support, I'm their support. So it's a huge show. You obviously do get to see me playing as much of the instruments as Prince did as possible. And then trying to not break my hips by doing the splits as well. So,
Dale, we can't wait. And you've come to exactly the right radio station. Jacaranda FM is purple.
I noticed.
And we have got for you listening and for Rob and me in the studio here, such an amazing medley of awesome Prince songs lined up from Dale that's coming up just after the news headlines and the sport. Dale Ray from 1999, the ultimate Prince experience with us in the studio.
It is Christia Fissett. It's called Axalis Ye Sol on the Drive with Robin Ross. It's Jacaranda FM, and our special guest this afternoon is Dale Ray. He is a South African Naledi Theatre Award winner. Mm. He's a multi-instrumentalist, and he's taken on a role as Prince.
And we promised you that he was going to do a medley, and here is Dale Ray from 1999, the ultimate Prince experience. Let's go.
Jacaranda, sing along if you know the words. I was working part-time in a five and dime. My boss was Mr. McGee. He told me several times that he didn't like my car, 'cause I was bitter leisurely. He said that I was busy doing something close to nothing, but different from the day before. That's when I saw her. I saw her. She walked in through the outdoor, outdoor. She wore her raspberry beret, the kind you find in a secondhand store. Raspberry beret. And if it was warm, she wouldn't wear much more. Raspberry beret. I think I love her. You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on. I just need your body, baby, from dusk till dawn. Yeah. You to sing along in your cars and your houses in the studio. Never meant to cause you any sorrow. Never meant to cause you any pain. I only wanted one time to see you laughing.
that is live from our studios here in Midrand.
Yo, halala, Prince Halala.
Norma says, absolutely fabulous concert. Listen, that's barely even touching the surface. Dale, you're incredible, dude.
Thank you so much.
Listen, and you need to go and see the video. About halfway through the performance, Roz scribbled on the back of a piece of paper and held it up to me. Mannerisms.
On fleek.
Oh, that's what it was. I got a bit nervous. I saw that paper going up. I didn't know what it was about.
Dude, you look exactly like Prince on stage.
Oh, thank you.
It's brilliant.
And that falsetto, absolutely a thing of beauty. Where can we come and hear this falsetto and see the mannerisms in person, when and where?
You can hear the falsetto anytime I'm wearing my tight underwear. No, we'll be at the Joburg Theatre on the 31st of August and the 1st of September. You can get your tickets at joburgtheatre.com or webtickets.co.za.
There you go. The show is called 1999, The Ultimate Prince Experience. End of the month, joburgtheatre.com or webtickets.co.za. Dale Ray, thank you, brother.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed being
here. Oof, that was incredible. We'll go and upload the video as well. It'll all be on jacarandafm.com/drive.
Yo, South African talent. Halala.